Hello and welcome to Stars in the Dark. This is series 2, episode 8, and this will be the final episode before we take a break, and then we'll see what happens. But we will be away for at least a few weeks. So to sum up where we currently are, you bombed the offices of your employers.
Allegedly.
on the request of your handler, because he suspected that his manager was shady, and now you are trying to pin this on the Pike Syndicate, because Winger, who is played by Kai, who isn't here yet but who will show up in a little bit if everything goes according to plan, Winger got picked up by Zori Bliss, who is a higher up in Black Sun, and is Winger's contact there, and she is throwing a lot of money around to find out who did this bombing. And you, after some going back and forth, you figure out that yeah, the Pike Syndicate is a good target for that. So that is what we're going to do today. So until we take our first break, that will be the final bits of downtime. You have one the extra downtime action. If this plan fits in with one of your favored methods, you will also get an extra downtime action to prepare for the job. And then we'll do the engagement roll. And if we have some other downtime activities you want to engage in, we will deal with that as well. And then, yeah, then we'll do the engagement roll, take a break, and then we'll get into the actual job. Yeah. So I'll start by giving you some very general information about the Pike Syndicate. So I put some pikes on the NPCs tab. The leader of the Pike Syndicate on 1313, or this part of 1313, is Grom Kald. And the Pike Syndicate, they are fairly, like, they are pikes, most of them. They have some other contacts. I've only added some pikes for now. So they are pretty insular, I guess. Like, they do things. They keep things in the clan or in the family, however want to express that. They are smugglers primarily. They transport spice to 1313. They don't deal so much with the actual distribution, like to customers. They have some contacts with other gangs that they deliver to. And those gangs then do the actual local distribution. Their headquarters is somewhere in the fish market. I think actually I should check so that I haven't said something different before. No, the docks and the fish market, that's their central, their core area. Like, the spice they bring in comes through the docks, but they have their headquarters somewhere in the fish market. Yeah, I think that's the general. Like, there are a lot of rumors going around about how they do their smuggling. I don't think that's going to be super relevant for this job, but you can dig into that if you want to. But mainly, yeah, the main thing you need to figure out is how are you trying to pin this on them. You did put some try to put some blame on ex-Imperials when you were doing the job. You left behind some cyber part that would connect to Imperials, and you've tried to spread rumors about that. That's also what you told the detectives from CoreSec who are working the job. That was Elliot and Rook, I think. who did that thing. So they are also looking for Imperial. So maybe you want to make a connection there. I'm not sure how you want to do this, but your goal was to pin this on the Pike Syndicate because they are already they're hostile with Black Sun, and they would have reason to go after the Office of Trade and Industry because they regulate import export stuff and handle customs. So there's a natural friction point there as well.
In the faction map, is there any connection between the Imperials and the Pike Syndicate? I thought there might be one of the groups that was getting funded, like one of the Imperial groups that was getting funded through the Pikes.
No, you have some that are connected to Black Sun, I think.
Okay.
Maybe no. Yeah, the squad is they're Imperial deserters. They are connected to Black Sun. But I think that's about it for like direct Imperial connections to any of the crime syndicates. Like the main Imperial or ex-Imperial or Imperial connected faction is the Next Order, and they are like the stay behinds. They're ideologues, not criminals. And you have Actually, you have the Crest, which is a larger crime syndicate with made up mainly of former Imperials, but they're kind of their own faction, so they're hostile towards the other crime faction. So you don't know of any direct connections. You could try to find something
Or create
if you
some.
are. Absolutely. But if you find some, you could look for something plausible, something that's maybe a minor connection or temporary thing that you could try to make into something bigger. So, do any of you want to look for something like that?
So, I think that it's better we're better off if we, don't try to create something or other. If we sprinkle a little bit of truth in, with the pikes, I'm sorry, sprinkle the truth in with Black Sun, and say, okay, it looks like the pikes were trying to blame someone else. Because we have evidence that we have found that this imperial stuff that everyone else seems to be going on might have been planted. Maybe it was planted by the Pikes. And so I
Whoever blew
think,
that up must have planted some imperial stuff.
yeah. So I don't know how to finger the blacks, how to finger the Pikes yet. What would point them in that direction? But I think it wouldn't be that difficult for us to come up with proof that Imperial remnant stuff was planted because we kind of did that.
That's true.
Best lies are based on truth. So. Definitely sounds plausible. Not sure what would make that work. You would need something either manufactured evidence that there were pikes at the bombing. And that could be one thing, but that could be kind of tricky to manage. You could, if you can find some way to plant more of this imperial cyber stuff on the pikes somehow, and have that be discovered, then that's one way. I'm just this is just me throwing ideas
Yeah.
out.
Let me toss out another idea. We know that the pikes are somewhat racist because they only stick with pikes, right? And we know that the people investigating, the Imperials investigating, tried to pick up Chadrafan because there were Chadrafan in the group. If we could find a pike member that was a Chadrafan, we could basically use that as evidence to Black Sun that the pikes were involved, or something like that.
Absolutely.
So we could look to see if we could find any Chadrafan in the Pike group. So that would be, I think that's what Rook will do. So Rook will see if she can't hit the street and find a Chadrafan in the Pikes club.
So you're gathering info. So common knowledge is that the Pike Syndicate, like the actual syndicate, they're all pikes. Maybe there are some like minor exceptions. They could have some specialists they've hired that are actually part of like the core crew, but for the most part they are pikes. But they do like contract other people because they can't do everything themselves and they
And
need locals.
they don't do the distribution themselves, right?
Exactly. And but that's more like their crew has a deal with another crew. They like they deliver and they get the money. But it is on that level. They don't have the crews who do the distribution aren't like subordinates of the pikes. It's just another crew, other crews that they have deals with. So that's more bilateral. But they do need locals who know the area, who know the people, who know who to talk to, and all of that. And those generally are not pikes, and that's like a varied species-wise. It's a more varied varied group. So it's absolutely possible that you can find some Chadrafan there. Let's make a roll for it. And I don't think you've settled on what kind of operation this is. Maybe we should try to do that.
It like pinning something on someone feels like espionage. Like
Yeah,
that's like,
absolutely. Yeah, and I think this isn't. I think that's the core of it. So this feels like so far we're dealing with an espionage operation, which means you get plus one die on the other evil. What kind of action do you think you're using for this?
I think this would be a survey. I'm going out and I'm trying to watch people in the area that I know that the pikes are active, or watch, who frequents those bars or warehouses or something like that. So I think survey fits best.
That absolutely work.
Let's talk about a devil's bargain. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, the obvious one is that someone notices that you're snooping around. We could set up a clock for the Pike Syndicate getting suspicious, that sort of thing.
Can I negotiate a slightly different thing?
Absolutely.
What if it's the Imperials who are watching instead of the Pikes? The reason I suggest that is because they've got to watch out for other Chadrafan as well. And if we went with the Pikes, then it would blow the whole mission. But if we go with the Imperials, it's a kind of a third party.
So do you mean like the ex-imperial criminals, or do you mean like the authority, like Corset? Because they're not really imperials anymore. I just want to be clear about what you're.
Yeah, I also was going to ask the same question.
I don't know that I see a difference. Both were both looking for Chadrafan, who might have been present. I think they both
Yeah, but
were.
like the authorities aren't imperial anymore. They're the new republic.
But we had Imperials who picked up Winger,
Oh yeah, you
right?
mean those?
We
Yeah,
had,
you're not sure if those are imperials, ex-imperials. They've been with Corsac for a long time. They might be imperials. But you mean the Corsac agents,
I
or
mean
Corsac
those guys.
protected? Yeah. Cool. Yeah, absolutely. That works.
Yeah, and how many ticks on that clock do you think?
I think, well, that depends on what would the what happens when the clock fills. I think what's interesting there is when the clock fills, they will have become suspicious enough that they pick one of you up. They grab you for a question. I think a 6 tick clock seems reasonably fair for that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Cool. So, yeah, I was supposed to make a tab for clocks, and I have not done that. No,
Oh, there is one.
I have made a
Hey, look
tab
at
for
that.
clocks. Cool. For protective question crew member is what I call that. So create that clock, add one tick to it, and that's the devil's bargain.
Fantastic. So I'm going to roll 3d6 then.
Excellent.
Oh, I got a 1 and a 1 and a 5. So
Oof.
that devil's bargain was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that paid off. Cool. You get good details, clarifying and follow-up questions are possible. I think you find that there is a group of Shadrathan. You need to look up. Let me have a look. Because I don't know a lot about Shadrathan. Trying to figure out what they could reasonably be working on, but all it seems to say on Wikipedia is that they have sensitive hearing and that sort of thing.
Every group of people is going every you know is going to be different, so I say just make it up.
Yeah. I was just figuring if there was something like they do a lot of this or that, like if they had been like Corellians, they would have been pilots. That sort of thing. But I think this is there's a workshop that does like vehicle maintenance and that sort of thing, like a garage. And that's run by Chadrafan, and the Pikes use them to yeah for mechanical work.
So I let Elliot and KZ know about this, and I say this is a potential in. We have to keep it kind of on the down low, but this is a way to point the Black Sun in the direction of the Pikes, and especially if we can make sure that they have some ex-Imperial droid parts or something incriminating in that shop. What do y'all think?
What kind of shop is it again? Are they repairing
There are
just
speeders,
like a
right?
garage.
Just
They
speeders,
mainly deal with vehicles. They can probably do droid work, but that's not their main thing.
I mean, KZ might have an in if you need any work done.
I know ex-Imperial droid they could work on.
You could do with a tune-up, right?
I
That
could
sounds good.
probably, yeah. Not that Copy's, not capable, but it's always don't put all your eggs in one basket is what I hear.
Well, But what we want is we want proof there, not that, you know, not to incriminate them, not you, right?
Right.
So what are you suggesting?
Not sure yet.
Okay. We went to what was her name? Our new member of the crew.
Droid member or our Twi'lek friend?
A
Kavi?
Twi'lek, Kavi.
Oh,
We went to
Kavi.
Kavi, and wasn't it Kavi or was it Sawtooth who had the ex-Imperial droid pieces?
I was Sawtooth.
Oh, it's Sawtooth. Okay. So we got ex-Imperial stuff from Sawtooth. I think we need to find something that would align to that or that would be incriminating. So Black Sun is worried that the bombing that happened, it messed up what their pathway was through the Corsec. Is that right? Through Sexec?
It was the, you don't know the details, but
Oh, okay.
it seems like your handler's manager was working with Black Sun. That's the implication.
Okay. And basically, Black Sun told us we had people in place and now it's all messed up,
Yeah.
right?
So if we
So
have
what we would want
those,
to do is,
no, go ahead. Go ahead.
no, please, you first.
If we have those parts from Sawtooth, maybe it's a break-in and plant stuff there,
So
and
we.
maybe also like if they keep records or keep a second set of books or something, maybe plant some information there saying we're getting paid by this or we did work for this person. So if anyone looks, they can find it.
So we took Sawtooth's parts and we planted them at the bombing site.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Right? So we don't have those anymore, but I like that second idea that
Yeah.
in the books we have down that this group was paid to hit and make it look like ex-Imperials in order to prevent some of the issues importing spice through the port.
Right.
It seems fairly unlikely that this, like the mechanics at this garage, would actually do the bombing. But planting evidence afterwards, that seems plausible, and you have the connection of a Chadra
Oh.
fan being under suspicion.
We planted the bomb, so we have pieces. We built that bomb. We
Yeah,
have
we do have
we
bomb
can just collect
pieces.
all of that stuff and
Dump them
leave.
there.
Yeah, we can leave it there and basically say, you know, we have a hint that maybe, you know, we heard they were Chadra fan. We think we traced this back. We have a hint that maybe they had bomb making material. Maybe they didn't plant the bomb there, but maybe they built the
They
bomb
may,
for the Pikes. Yeah. So I think that's planting the bomb making material and altering their records to make it look like they were told to do this from the Pikes.
Cool.
What do you think, KZ? Are you in on this plan?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it feels
Alternatively, I
like, I
was
think, go
oh,
ahead.
sorry, I was just thinking another angle, and maybe it's even a follow-up thing, is to hit the pike at some point as if we were Black Sun taking retribution to stoke the war. But I think this plays more to our strengths and is pretty smart, and I like that we have bomb pieces. Yeah.
So, say we successfully plant the bomb pieces and the records there. How is that information communicated to Black Sun? Do we just say, hey, there's stuff there, or do we like plant it and then break in and stage it like we found this stuff? Do we just
Wasn't
tell
there
them, go look
money
for it?
offered to buy offered to Winger from
Oh yeah. That's the payment for doing this job. If you find out, if you find out who planted the bomb, or who's responsible for the bombing, you will get paid a lot. I think
then
it
we're,
was...
we're motivated to give them that information that we have created.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So makes sense, right?
I think this is what I think. I think, Elliot, you're good with computers, right? Mm-hmm. So you should doctor up the information that we put into their system.
Yep.
But we have a copy of that, and that's what we provide to Black Sun.
Oh, yeah.
KZ, you have
If
a
you want to
reason.
verify this, you can.
Yes. KZ, you have information. You have a reason to go to the shop for repairs, and you can plant the bomb making material and for the Black Sun group to find whenever they raid this place.
I like it.
Is that too complicated?
I mean, it's complicated, but it's really good.
Okay. I'm good
yeah,
with that.
So what you need two things, just so that I understand what you're doing. You basically you have two things. You are planting the bomb making materials and altering the records. That's like the fake evidence. And then you need to discover. You need to have a plausible explanation for how you discovered this fake evidence, because you can't just come to Black Sun and say, oh, this workshop did it. How do you know? It will be their question.
Well,
Like,
we're going to provide Black Sun a copy of the records and say we hacked into them and got them.
Yeah.
Here, go. And if you want to independently verify this with one of your own slicers or whatever, or you want to go check out the place,
and
we can do
we
that for an
convince
extra
them,
fee.
basically, we personally know that Winger was picked up, right? So we know they're looking at Chadrafan. So we keep following down that trail and come up with this group, and we know that Black Sun and the Pikes are at heads with each other. So maybe that made us more suspicious if Black Sun feels personally that they got hit. So then we go hack their system and get that information and then provide it to Black Sun saying, this is what we've got. We think this is correct. If you hit them, maybe you'll find more.
Yeah.
And we are literally going into this chop shop place, you know, and from anyone else's perspective, it would look like we're investigating. But what we're really doing is we're planting.
Yeah,
and that's Black Sun looks back. I don't think that second part is going to be big of a, you know, part of the mission. I think it's the first part of planting the stuff in a plausible
absolutely.
Way, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. This sounds like a very plausible plan.
Yeah. This is the Watergate shit. That's great.
So I think you still have some downtime actions. So we should look into those. So you have, since this is one of your favorite operation types, you have an extra downtime action that you can use for things. Let's see. To prepare for an operation of your favorite type, this is your favorite type of operation. You can do some fire an asset or something else that's like relevant to this job. It will, it's most likely a fire asset, but it could be something. Could be a long-term project if you feel like you have something something there.
Just I've got one downtime left, and I've seeing that Rook has now moved into her own place. I'm jealous, so I want to gig a bit for an extra cred if I can.
I think the only downtime actions we have left is this one and Winger's extra downtime.
I had a
we
little note,
the other one.
So I had a note. I'll just remove it then. Must not be true.
But if you manage this job, you'll have plenty of cash.
We'll see.
I think the offer was, I need to check for sure. But I think it was either 10 credits or 8 credits plus 4 credits in spice. should have a note somewhere. I can't find it. No, I look for it when we take a break.
What asset would be good? Like, is creating the fake data the asset? Is it?
Could be like, let's call it a slice spike so that you have something prepared. You can just plug it into a data port and it will like put the data into the system without you having to like sit there and do it on site. You can have it like prepared. So who wants to do that? And this, I'd say that this, the garage, the Chatterfan place, they're tier one, which means they are higher tier than you, which will give you some penalties. But if you have stuff that has higher quality, which is like if it's fine or if it's quality plus something, then you will be on at least on the same tier as that, which will.
I can make the roll with interface. Maybe I can see if I can get
so let's see. If you have a friend or contact who helps you, you get plus one die.
Would Snot be able to help me, maybe? I can get a hot data spike off of him.
Yeah, absolutely. He can get like the actual data spike, and then you just have to fill it with the information.
Cool. And that's an extra die.
Sorry. Yeah, that's one extra die.
Okay. Cool. I think that's just rolling with three dice then.
Cool.
That is a four.
So a four means you get something on your tier. So this is a tier zero data spike.
Do I have a cred to bump
you need
that
to spend
up?
Two creds to bump
I need
it
to
up.
Do bump. Yeah.
I didn't know you needed to spend two creds to bump it up. Do we have any in the stash or in the vault? We have a cred in the vault.
If y'all are
oh,
cool.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm. There are two different.
Oh, beyond critical.
You can spend one cred to increase your success level, which is the same thing. So one cred is enough.
Cool. So I'll have to grease. I'll have to grease Snot's palm a little bit to get that good data spike. I'll do
cool.
That.
So now you have a tier one data spike. So let's catch Kai up to your plan. Who wants to summarize?
Go for it.
I'll do that. So Kai, this is where we are. So the intention is we're going to try to tell Black Sun that the Pike Syndicate hit and bombed the place that we actually did, but we're not going to tell them that. And the way that we've done this is I did some gather information and found that there is another Chadrafan group that has been hired by the Pike Syndicate to help distribute some of their drugs and stuff like that, some of their spice. And since
it's a garage. They do vehicle maintenance for.
Oh, that's
for
right.
The,
that's right. They run a garage to do vehicle maintenance for the Pikes. And since we know that the security was trying to pick up Chadrafan, and we know that the Pikes are racists because they keep everything, you know, all of their core group as Pike people, right? We're going to say, we're going to go back to Black Sun and present proof that this Chadrafan garage group are the ones that actually built the bomb. The way we're going to convince them of that is we're going to, Elliot just got through finding a data spike. We're going to fake data to shove into the garage's computer system, showing that they were paid by the pikes in order to do the bombing, and then we're going to take that data, since we made it, we're going to take that data, a copy of that data, to Black Sun, saying we got this from them. You should go for verify it and see if you can't find any other information. At the same time, we're going to take, we built the bombs that we planted. We're going to take all of our bomb building material. And I think KZ is going to go into the garage under the pretense of needing repair and plant that bomb making material. So whenever Black Sun hits the place, they'll find the bomb making material. We have used the one of the downtimes that we had, because this is an espionage mission, and that's what Elliot just did to get a data spike that is of the correct tier to then plant, so the data goes directly in, so we don't have to sit there and hack the system real quickly. And then we have one other floating downtime, which is yours, which can be, I don't know what all it can be used for. Can it be used for anything?
Yeah, everything.
Okay. And then gather information for the score and making the engagement roll.
Cool. Just gonna take the abuse I gave to one Chadra fan and give it to a whole bunch of them. That's
Yeah,
glory.
We're not good guys.
I'm sure Winger is real happy about putting the blame on other Chadra fans.
No, I get it. Yeah, I wanted to bring up the little bit of, internal conflict of like, are we any better than some of these people? And the answer is no, but we're not.
We're just putting it on another meat sack. I don't know what the problem is. It's they're all the same, right?
So how are we roping Zori Bliss into this? Like, are when do we tell her, right? Like, I'm supposed to come to her with the information. Will that be part of the thing, or only after we're done with it?
We're giving her a copy of the stuff we're planting so
Okay.
that she can take that to Black Sun and be like, verify this, and
Yeah,
then
so that's not
we're
part of
giving
the job. The job is like planting all of it.
Okay. Okay.
We're giving her a copy of the data. However, we're leaving the bomb making parts for them to discover.
Okay. So in this, in Shadowrun terms, she's the Johnson. Gotcha. All right. I mean, that makes sense. I'm just catching myself up. One remaining downtime. Does anybody else need one while I'm looking up what I might use it for? Is there anything that anybody else was just like, could really use another downtime action?
So KZ was starting to do one in order to dig to get more creds.
Yeah, but it doesn't get me to a stash. Doesn't for a last session. It's kind of a an anticlimactic thing. So anything else is more interesting than, oh yeah, I'm
Well,
just
I was
gonna
gonna
take a boss box.
you also are trying to get to the point where you can get your lifestyle increased, right, Winger?
Yeah,
I am.
Winger is pretty worried about that.
I also
Yeah,
know
I'm
that.
also bruised still.
Yeah.
I still have a harm.
Both
Oh
Elliot
no.
and Winger are have harm.
Oh yeah, I got blasted. That's right.
Wait, but I'm not actually going in like in person on this job, right? Like, what's the rule? Like, do I know it affects my healing if I go on a job while I'm hurt.
If you take damage during a job, you lose any ticks you had on the healing.
Ticks. That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah.
Or if you take damage, it's not just on the job. If you take damage, you lose your ticks on the healing.
Okay.
I
You also
mean,
have lesser
Elliot may
effect.
want to have the damage to have a reason to go in to get repairs. So.
Well, how about this? Since it's like my ability, but I give it to other people, right? Or I can't give it to myself, but like, how about is the most that you can get from making money just one cred, or is it possible you can roll really well and get two, or is it just the one?
If you do the side gig, you just get one stash,
Oh, stash. Okay.
which is kind of half a cred. I mean,
Yeah, yeah.
it's if
Yeah.
you cash it out, it's half a cred. If you just leave it there, it's the same as if you had put one credit.
Okay.
The payment offer, if I recall correctly, I should check this.
think he said
It's
eight, didn't he?
either, yeah, 8 creds.
Or four plus the drugs, right?
Yeah, I think I need to check this exactly, or if it was 10 creds or 8 plus 4 in drugs. I need to check. I have a note of it. Like I need to dig through. I'll do that during the break.
Okay.
So, can I make a suggestion about this downtime
Yeah, please.
that would help with the mission?
Oh
If
yeah.
you decide to work a side gig at this garage, then you could be our way in,
Yeah.
and you could be present and get money for it.
That's so good.
That would be a plausible way for you to have discovered this information as well.
Then I will need to have a cover identity, because if Black Sun goes looking into the records of this place and they see that the new guy is me, that's gonna
Yeah,
leave some
but
questions.
if but but the records will show that you worked there after this bombing happened.
Well, I have a fine cover identity. I wanted
Oh
to
yeah,
like
yeah,
prove.
cool.
You can
Well,
absolutely use that.
yeah. And
Yeah.
if Black Sun pierces your cover identity, it's still okay because the reason is they've given us the job to find this, so that's why you went in.
Oh, that's true. That's
Yeah.
true.
If Black
Okay, then
Sun finds out, it's fine. You just don't want the Chadra fans to find out, or the Pike Syndicate.
You may want to use the cover identity to keep the Chandra fan from knowing who you are.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a consort or a sway, right? Like they're not my friends yet,
Depends on
but
what you're trying to do. If you're just doing the side gig, then you don't need to make a roll. You just get your one stash. And with a fine cover identity, fine means it's plus one quality, so it's tier one. They are tier one, so I don't think you need to make a roll to like
amazing.
make the identity work. That's just they're not going to check that carefully.
Very cool. All right. Yes, that's amazing. Thank you. I am Lifestyle One. And I've got all the information and I can plant whatever you need. We can use I've got 2 free assists on a score. I have
Yeah,
two str
so.
free str stress per score to spend on assists. So
So I think what this gives you is that you can be working at the workshop. I don't think you will be able to do all the job all by yourself, because
Sure,
that's
sure.
not very interesting. And they will, like, you're working there, but they're working with some shady people. You're the new guy, so they will be watching you. Like they don't give you access to everything. So but you can be at the garage for the job, like
I'm sure there's
when
some
they do.
armed pike that's gonna like, check what I've got on me and stuff like that. Right, like I couldn't walk in with some of this stuff that we need. So, cool. Even more stress. Well, but not clicked stress. But yeah, okay, I'm into it.
Cool. But I think we're at the point where we can do the engagement role.
Let's get engaged.
Cool. So this feels like it's either stealth or deception. Probably it doesn't really matter. We know how you're doing this. And that's the key thing. You don't have any special abilities connected to this, so that doesn't matter. We've decided that this is an espionage job, which feels right. Which means you have some extra dice, but we'll get to that. So you start with one die. Is this operation particularly bold or daring? I think it's pretty bold to take your own bomb building materials and plant it on someone else and then like use that. But I think this is, I think this fits. Is it overly complex or contingent on many factors? I think there's some of that here, because you
Yeah,
need
I
to
agree.
plant everything, you need to get the information in, and you need to make it plausible that you discovered this. And yeah, so there is this is more complicated than just going in and grabbing something. So I think those two, well, they cancel each other out, kind of. Are you using one of your crew's favorite methods? Yes, because this is an espionage thing, which means skip the next one. Does the plans detail expose the vulnerability of the target or hit them where they're weakest? Yeah, I think this exposes a vulnerability because you're going in there, Winger is going in there as a Chatter fan. The others are going in as customers, which and they, I mean, they do work for people, so people are coming and going. So I think that that counts for this. Are they strongest against this approach, or do they have particular defenses or special preparations? I don't think they do. They don't expect people to plant materials in the garage or like hack their systems. It's those slice their systems. That's not really something they're looking for. Can any of your friends or contacts provide aid or insight for this operation? That one I'm not sure of.
So I suggest that we don't take advantage of any friends in this case because we don't want anyone else to know about this.
Sounds fair. Are any enemies or rivals interfering with the operation? Not directly, but I think if we look at other elements to consider, I think the combination of the fact that Corsic are also looking into this and the Pikes will have like some kind of check on what's going on at this garage. I think those two factors together, and the fact that Black Sun are also like investigating this. I think that there are enough like complicating factors here to count for another die, another negative die, which would put you at two die. Does that seem fair? So two dice. Oh, I should note for Kai's benefit, we have started a clock. For Corsac detectives question a crew member, which means they would pick someone up like they did with you. Not necessarily to the exact same effects, but they get suspicious enough that of someone in the crew that they grab you for a question.
And this was
Yeah.
a devil's bargain that I accepted whenever I was trying to look for Chadra fans within the Pikes. So that's what kind of set
Gotcha.
them off.
Do we is this one of our specialty ones where we get an extra die for it?
Yeah, and we have added that.
You have out of that? Okay.
And
So.
after the roll, I have something to discuss.
Okay, cool. Who wants to make the roll? Is this Winger who's on point? Is it AZ who's coming in with his presumably his speeder?
I think if KZ rolls, it'll go by so quickly we won't even see what happens. So.
No.
Wrong. I'll roll. Okay. Click, clack. Bada ding. Six
Ooh.
and a
Six.
one.
Nice.
Which one should we take, guys? The six or the one?
Get more XP with the
I know, right?
Yeah. So you are will be in a controlled position at start of the job. So Stephen, you wanted to bring something up, and then we'll take a break.
So if we discussed a bunch of things like how Winger's going to be there, how Elliot gets in to get repaired, how KZ goes in to be repaired. I don't know how Rook gets there. How can Rook help?
You don't need to decide that in advance. That you can just reveal that, oh, Rook was doing this the whole thing and do just a flashback for to reason for whatever.
So I'll think about that during the break, and I might need some help figuring out a plausible way that I don't blow our cover. But okay, that sounds good.
So let's take a break. Let's get back at 10 past, so 7 minutes. Cool. Welcome back. So I checked my notes. The offer from Black Sun is either 8 creds cash, or 4 creds cash plus 8 creds in spice. Which, you know, spice is fairly easy to move, but you still need to convert that into actual creds. Maybe you don't get the full price of that. You're not sure because you're not really spice traders. Maybe you can use it for something else, but that's the option. 8 or 4 plus 8. So we're going into the actual job. So are Casey and Elliot going in together? Or because Elliot is the one who knows how to use the data spike. I mean,
yeah.
Someone else could do it, but you're the one who has prepared it.
Yeah.
Casey has the vehicle. What's your thinking?
Yeah, I could go in with KZ. That makes sense.
Oh yeah, we should like put some less militaristic garb on you to make you look like a boring droid. We should make you
your
look like an
bodyguard.
Maybe we could replace some of your panels with rosies.
That's
make you look
I
a little
think.
Bit more domestic.
We could ask Rosie about that, I suppose.
Are we doing this during like normal hours, or are we putting Elliot like in a false trunk and he'll let us all in after hours? Like, I didn't catch.
Oh, that's true.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's smuggle you in. We're going to
smuggle
you in. That's
yeah.
Great.
That's fun. I'll do that.
Yeah. Cool.
Don't breathe.
Cool. So, KZ, you show up at the garage. Garage. I don't know how to pronounce that word.
The way you say it. It's good.
I've said it at least 3 different ways, so
yep.
I'm not sure what that means.
Uh huh.
The workshop. I think your speeder is actually currently in like tip-top condition. So are you faking that there's something wrong with it? Have you like intentionally done some damage, or?
And I don't know if this is what the cost of this flashback would be, but flashback to me working with Kavi and I like hot swap some cruddy, not reconditioned parts with parts I have, and then I take the really good parts and I don't have them in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to
cool.
seem weird, but hopefully they won't
yeah,
pick
I mean,
up on it.
If you say like I bought this used, it's not working properly, like you can definitely pass that off. And I don't think that's I think that's a zero cost flashback. It's that's not a difficult thing to do. You have plenty of opportunity for that. Yeah, you've swapped out some parts for some subpar substitute. You come into to the workshop. It's like one of those like big open garages. They have like a big door opening onto the street. This is a side street in the fish market. There's not a lot of traffic on this particular street. They have the garage with like the main workshop is pretty big and open. It has room for like 3 sizable vehicles at a time. So they have one, what do you call it? Like a one of those pits where they can go in under and work under the vehicle, and a couple of other places. There's an office in the back, and there's a couple. There's like a storeroom and some other like side rooms, probably like a break room or something. They also have like connected, almost like a junkyard. Like there's an open space where they have like that's fairly big, about the size of the actual workshop, where there are some some picked over vehicles and like piles of parts and general junk that seems to be stuff they're either keeping for possible use in the future or just trash that they're not that they just haven't gotten rid of. It's a bit unclear. And there's like half a dozen Shatterfan working in the actual workshop. And I think you wanted to come in late, near closing time. Or if I understood the
Yeah,
plan correctly.
near closing. That way, we can pop out. Hey, though you guys stayed open a little bit late for me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so the Chandra fan who meets you is the one who runs the workshop, who I've added to the NPCs tab. Her name is Zubao. Oh, yes. What's the issue? We're kind of busy right now, but if it's not too complicated, we can probably fit you in.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. It's just pick this up. It's gonna be. I'm starting a whole fleet, and this is so I picked this up on the cheap, and it's not working quite right. I need to run it. You guys could check it out, fix it up. Actually, I'd rather have an estimate before we do the work, because maybe I can go back to the guy I bought it from. If it's too much, I don't want to have to pay for a lemon. You know how it is. So I can leave this here with you guys. I've got another ride. It's fine.
Yes, we can do that. I can give you a quote in the next 3 days.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. I'll juggle some stuff and move some things around. But sure, 3 days. Okay. Give me a quote in 3 days. Okay.
We can try for earlier, but I can't promise anything. You see, we have quite a lot of stuff going on, and they have like a crawler in there that's over the pit that they're working on, and there's a couple of speeder bikes that they're also picking over.
Well, you guys are highly recommended. So, yeah, if you can shuffle things around to get to me next day or so, great. If not, 3 days for the estimate. Work, you can do the work right after the estimate, right? I'm not going to be out for more than a week, am I?
Unless it's something very complicated, but if it's working now, then I don't expect it to be to take more than a couple of days,
Got
unless
it.
you have noticed something specific that
I'll list out
needs
a
fixing.
couple symptoms that I know I have set up with things
Yeah.
that I, those things, and then Yep, 3 days, less than a week. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Excellent. And she has a little data pad that where she enters like whatever name you give her,
Yeah.
and she doesn't like ask for a chain code or anything like that. It's clear that this is like it's she's taking notes, but it's not for any like official purposes. It's for their own bookkeeping and like managing the workshop.
Yeah, I play it nonchalant, and then I will hand over the little key fob thing, and which has like an imperial symbol that I've scratched off, right? And then I tap the panel where I know Elliot is as I head out, give him a
Yeah.
wave, and grab a Johnny cab a few blocks away.
I don't feel like I don't feel like this requires a role. This is just you're doing something perfectly ordinary. There's nothing weird going on here. So, I don't think this part requires anything
Wasn't looking for a
important.
role. Feel good with what I've done.
So Elliot, you're hidden somewhere inside the vehicle, and Winger, you're working at the workshop. So you see Casey come in. Do you do anything like as a response to this? I think you've been working here for like 3, 4 days.
Well, I don't want it, like anybody's memory to connect me and him or anything like that. But I will, let's flash back to say that I arranged to be the last one. Like I'll close up tonight. Maybe I've either earned that privilege, but that probably requires that they keep a pike around. I don't know. Like I don't want to like get rid of all the danger or something like that, but that's the only thing I could think of that I would do differently because of this.
Yeah. Let's say you've been working for a couple of days. They took you on because they have a lot of work to do right now. And I mean, you are a Chadra fan, and they seem to be like, yeah, we work best with our own, not for any like particularly exclusive, not for racist reasons. It's
All the
mostly
tools are
just,
small.
we have everything set up for people our size. Like everything is adjusted for that. So it's more like, yeah, it's easy to get you in and working quickly. And I think they mostly had you do like the first 1 or 2 days was obviously just checking, can you actually do the job?
Of course.
And you have mainly worked with droids, but you are a mechanic. So there's no like you have shown that you are perfectly competent at doing this. They still have you doing fairly like basic work because they have specialists for various tasks. Let's see. I think I'd like a role to see like how well you have established
Sure.
yourself, how much trust you've earned, basically.
That's great. Like I can imagine like just a series of like a shots of me like starting to like these people and enjoying working with them and being reminded of what like quote unquote real jobs are, even though it's still connected to crime and all that. All right, let's see here. My character. I know I have one in Tinker, I have one in Sway. I think it'd be one of the two of them. So if they want to know how I do the job, I guess that's Tinker.
That's, if you're focusing on showing that you are a capable mechanic, then definitely Tinker. If you're focusing more on like being friendly and getting along, that could be consort or way. If you want to go for one of your two dot actions, I'm sure we can work something out there. Depends on what you want your
Well,
goals to be.
study might be good if they were having me like find the problems and like note them, right?
Oh yeah,
As opposed,
absolutely.
yeah.
That could be like you showing that you can spot what the issue is with various
Yeah. So, I mean,
with the
I would I'd ostensibly be starting out with just doing the job, but like every chance I get, I point out something. It might become annoying to some of them, but it should at least show that I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Like with one in Tinker, you are fully capable. So if you're not focusing on proving that, but focusing on showing that you can like diagnose the problem, then study makes perfect.
I guess my loadout, let me just
Oh
double
yeah, you
check.
should all choose loadout. I think for and this gets a bit odd because you're not there all the time, but KZ, you're probably light because or maybe medium. I don't think it's
Okay.
going to matter much. Winger, heavy is probably a bit much, but
No, I'm
like
fine.
if you're bringing your own tools and that sort of thing, you could definitely get away with medium.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. I will I'll still start though with light and see what happens after that.
If
Um,
you're picking
heavy
light,
because
then light is what you have for the job. You can change that later.
Okay, so you said to go normal?
Light or normal. You can go either. I just think that you'll have a hard time justifying a heavy load.
Oh yeah, no, I totally agree on that. All
Gonna
right.
go heavy because if I get found, I'm found. So.
Right. All right. I don't have very much stress to spend. Do you have a devil's bargain? Something like I like these people or something like
Yeah, I mean, it could be that you have like not a direct connection to any of them, but you find out that you have like one of the others has also done a lot of droid work. So maybe you have worked maybe not like as colleagues together, but you worked at the same place at different times. So you have like a common background,
Okay, I'll write
which
them.
could be something that if someone really dug deep into this, maybe they would find that, but it seems extremely unlikely. But there is a background detail that you share that turns out to be relevant to one of the others, which creates a sense of camaraderie, but it's also something that
A
potentially could.
liability. Yeah. Okay. I'll roll the 3d6. Four, a five, and a two. So I got a
Four, a
five.
five, and a two, and you are in a control position, so you can withdraw and try a different approach, or you can do it and suffer a consequence, which in this case would be a minor complication, I think. I think the minor complication is that Zuvao, who runs the workshop, is a bit annoyed that you, because you point out something that she had missed.
Sure,
So she
sure.
feels like, oh, this know-it-all is coming here and
Oh
trying
yeah.
to show off. He should
Show
just,
off.
we just hired you to, so she kind of tells you, we hired you to do the job, just fetch and carry. That's what you're here for. Do what you're told. Don't try to jump the line. If you do a good job, we could hire you on for permanently, but you're not doing yourself any favors by trying to show off.
I think that's where I'll let it stick. I think that makes the most sense. I just don't have the stress to try to like to risk on negating the consequence in that situation. So
But that means that you have successfully established trust. They've noticed that you do the job, you work hard, you're smart enough to not do anything stupid. You're competent. What you pick up on is that, and this is like the obvious stuff you find out while you're working there. The pikes aren't there like all the time. It's not like there's a pike hanging out in the back office all the time, but they do handle security. At night there will be a couple of pikes who show up and like look around a bit. They're not there all the time. This is it, it's still just a workshop. If they have like a high priority vehicle in there, then they will stay there all night. There's nothing like there right now. So they should show up sometime during the night a couple of times, just check that everything's fine. But they don't have anyone stationed there permanently. I think you're trusted enough to close up together with one of the regulars. Let me find another. I'll put another chamber fan in for
well,
the
I think I'll
current
have
one.
to use my hypo with sleep inducer item that I've had for forever and never use.
Yeah, I'm sure that won't cause any trouble.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I can't either that, I guess, or I could convince them to like head on out. But let me try that first. Let's try the talkie talk.
Cool.
Hey, I've got this. You can head out. I mean, it's just cleaning up and sorting.
I'm not sure I should. No, you're new here. So trust me. Let's make the roll and see how
Okay.
the conversation goes.
I will roll sway. Six.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. What are the odds?
Yeah,
One in six.
yeah.
Never tell
So
me the
yeah,
odds.
Chuhei, who is what is the Shadowfan's name is Chuhei. He like I mean, there's nothing too important here. You know how to do it. You have closed up together with him a couple of times before. Okay, I have things to do, so sure, you lock up and you know how this works.
I was kind of
I'll
imagining that, like the Shadrafan here, have some sort of community, maybe their own like apartment building or something like that. Because, anyway, they're having some sort of like social thing or like a
Oh
cultural
yeah, oh
thing,
yeah.
like a block party or whatever. And he's like, I want to get to it, and you should show up when work's over with and stuff like that. And I'm just like,
That's
oh
great.
man, I got to stay here and do the thing. But you should go. You should go. You should gonna do it. So.
He's been griping about, had to close up. I don't want to miss the
Fireworks.
oh, they would do at the opening of the party. They but there's some there, there's something he doesn't want to miss. The party.
Yeah, you should get there, man. Go ahead. Get out of here.
Really, you sure? Okay. I don't you don't need to tell me twice. Just lock up as usual. You know how things work. And he takes off. He's not hard to convince. Cool.
Put that hypo
So.
back and hit that button that KZ showed me that starts letting. Actually, I jump in the pit, right? And then hit the button above me. Well, I have to jump a little bit, but I hit the button and kind of like the Darth Vader's skull thing or whatever it is he gets inside of, it starts opening up and letting Elliot out.
comes out.
Elliot, what does it look like when you get out of this hiding space?
Yeah, I like the idea of being kind of like Cape Feared underneath, kind of like Tetris stacked into whatever space we can make underneath the car, because it's not a truck, so there's not a lot of space upstairs. And it's kind of like unfolding myself out and dropping into the pit. And I imagine the pit is a little bit shorter than than myself, so I'm kind of hunched over and have to climb out the. Yeah, if there's like a little ladder there, give Winger like a little pat on the shoulder, and before climbing out of the bed, just be like, no one else here, right?
We've got probably a couple of units before one of the pikes show up, so but there's no other workers here.
Shouldn't take a tick. And where's the terminal?
Here, follow me. And I clamber out of the pit. God, it smells like a sarlacc in there.
So
Man.
Must
be terrible to have a nose.
workstation.
I told you don't
Workstation
breathe.
is back in the office, and that is locked. Zuvao has she's the one who does most of the work in there. She locked that when she left. So you'll have to get in there.
Well, we don't want to make it look like a break-in, so we should get through this in a non-destructive way, I suppose.
Yeah.
Can I slice it open?
Sure.
Or is it a physical lock?
No. You can absolutely slice.
Cool. Probably doesn't count as a computer for my S-Comp
No. This is just a like typical Star Wars code lock thing.
Cool. I'll do two dice for interface then, and no, I'm just gonna push myself. I don't think I'm much of a lock picker, so this is probably a bit of not a
I'll
challenge.
assist you. Like I'll tell
Cool.
you like what I know about the door or the lock or what I've seen her do, she locks or whatever. So
Nice.
because I
Cool.
get two
You've
free
managed to
assists.
catch like the first two digits of the code.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a bit
Let's
easy.
see what four dice gets us. Crit.
Great. Nice.
Boom.
Yeah, this is just you connect, you know the first digits, and then it's just it takes a couple of seconds just to run through the combinations and your the door is open.
Nice.
And you disconnect it like you could you there was some there is some kind of log that will like tell if someone opens the door since the last time, but you could go
Mark
around
that.
that so there won't be any traces of that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
The terminal is in
Oh,
there. You have the data spike. Yeah, sorry.
I have an idea. Like every so often in the system, like the system will check the doors are locked, and that's the one time where it's not going to work. Like if it's opened during that tiny little time frame, like it doesn't get recorded because it's doing something else, right?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Have to time it just right.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, what does this office look like?
Sorry, what the office is like? It's like a huge mess. There's like parts everywhere. There are little data pads. There's junk and everything. But Winger, you've seen Zuvao work in here, and she knows exactly where everything is. So it's like the person who has complete chaos around them, but it's their chaos, so they know how things work. You've seen her like someone asks her about something, and she like goes into a corner and grabs something from the bottom of a pile, and it's just the right thing.
You've obviously gone to many, many American car repair shops because
That's exactly what it's like.
that's exactly what it's like. There'll be an invoice under like a bag of donuts and a pile of papers, and then know exactly where it is. So we're looking for like a computer, right? Or are we looking for places to put bomb parts?
I think this was for the workstation to get the data spike with the information.
How were we planning on doing the bomb parts? Was that part of this break-in or
You haven't said, so it could be that you're doing that now, or it could be.
So I'm gonna let KZ in, and then he can undo the codes that let out the bomb parts, since they're like very sensitive or
You
whatever.
want to bring Rook in
Yeah.
somehow?
I mean, I was just gonna like open a door, so
Maybe both of
both of
us
them
are
slip in.
waiting outside, like, I'm eating some kind of street food, street vendor
Rat on
food,
stick.
just hanging
Rook
out.
might be being a sniper right now. I don't know. So like a lookout.
I think I'm going to try and come in, and I want to help if I can.
Yeah,
Yeah,
whatever.
Honestly, I'm going to keep an eye on y'all and make sure that you don't do anything stupid.
Yeah. That is legit. Okay, so I
Cool.
let the two of you in
Yeah.
while you're
So
working on.
let's cut to while Elliot is preparing the data spike and that thing, let's go to Rook and KZ and the bomb part. So did you bring the bomb parts in the speeder, or are you taking those in now?
I think we're bringing them in now. We didn't want them to discover anything.
And it's
Yeah,
possible that
transit.
they would scan the speeder just to make sure that it's not going to explode on natural reasons, right? They don't want some bad speeder to, hurt their business. Yeah.
Yeah. And if they were to start working on it right away, you would want them to find that stuff. I think I want to roll for you to getting here, like your way in here, like getting to the garage undetected, basically.
So that would probably be a prowl.
Prowl is
Yeah.
perfectly fair for that. You want to do a group action, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Who wants to lead?
I can lead.
Sounds good.
Casey leads.
What's our
Prowl.
action we're hitting?
Prowl.
Okay. Look at my prowl. Okay. Got plenty of stress to eat up. This is no problem.
Don't jinx us.
So I think what I did was the door that I kind of got the other guy, the Chow Wei guy, to like kind of leave through. I put like a magnet on the bolt lock, and
Oh yeah.
it prevents it from locking, but it also makes it look like it's locked. So when you guys get to the door, that won't be locked. It's just you getting to the door is the hard part.
And this is just about whether you catch any attention when you're getting there, because you are transporting these bomb parts and all of that, just to see that you can get there without issue. And it seems you got a six as your best result. Rook failed, so that's one stress for KZ, but you get a six overall. So you get there, no problems.
And I think the way this looks on screen is like Rook is crossing like the alleyway to get to the door, and like a spool of wire or something, part of this bomb making material falls out. She drops it and doesn't notice, and KZ has to go back and pick it up. And he's the one with the eyes that have noticed this. Yeah.
Yeah, although I think L3 also had a six, two sixes. Wait, that's lockpick? That's earlier. Okay, sorry. It's earlier. Sorry. Yeah, I grab it and I just got a quick show. Don't make a big deal out of it because Rook will shoot me.
So Winger has shown you what door to get in. So you're in the workshop now as well. I think Winger, are you like watching what's going on, or are you working with Elliot in the office?
I think I'm prepping the area that I've identified as to where we want to put the bomb parts. Like, I couldn't do it in front of anybody else, but like I've been like watching and looking, and so I'm just waving these guys on to like a locker or like a foot locker somewhere that looks perfect for the situation. So now I'm like emptying it out of like the tools that are in it and stuff like that to get it ready.
So what kind of place you found this foot locker? Is it one that no one is currently using, or is it like in an out of the way area, or is it somewhere where it's easy to discover? What kind of place are you looking for when you
I
come
think
across?
it's perfect for adding a false bottom to it.
Ooh.
That like visually would prevent people from seeing it, but if you're a level five, tier five group, you're gonna be able to find it,
Yeah.
and oh, and I'll add just a little bit of not gunpowder, but like residue. I'll put residue on the like the latch or something like that. So if you came in with like a UV or something like that, you'd see that and you'd know to, even if you didn't have something that could find it by scanning it or whatever, you would UV light would reveal the residue and you'd know where to look.
Cool. So you're looking to you want to make it look like they were hiding this stuff, but you're placing enough clues that someone who knows what they're looking for is going to find it.
But not so much that it looks like they're being led to it, which it's kind of tricky, to be honest. Do I need to roll for that, you think?
Yeah, you should definitely make a roll for this. I'm not sure. Are you like, because Elliot is working with the data spike, are all three of you others like doing this together, or is it Winger doing this, or how do you split this up? Or is someone like on
How about we have one
watch,
person lead
or?
and another person help? I'm happy to help pay some stress to help you out in placement, or that could be a thing that's right in Rook's wheelhouse.
I think we would roll wreck because this is a wrecking equipment. And you have a wreck KZ. I don't know about Rook. I
Could
mean, in
be
terms of
Rook.
a group action.
I think wreck is more if you want to actually destroy something. This is more about like the hiding and misleading. So I think you probably want an action that's more
Finesse.
focused on that. Finesse absolutely works. Think you could use Tinker. There are probably other actions that work as well,
Let's
but
do
Finesse
Tinker
is
because
good.
all three of us have Tinker. So
In
yeah,
that
I'll.
case, go ahead. Nope, go
No,
ahead.
go. No, I have literally nothing to say. Go, Stephen.
Do we want to make this a group action since there are three of us in it, or do we just want to make a roll with some help?
Ooh, I can definitely help. You mean to
The
help you?
advantage of a group action is that you have a bigger chance of getting a good result, or at least avoiding a really bad one, but at the cost of probably getting a bit more stress. But if there's three of you and like if one person makes the roll and one person pays stress to help, that's probably not going to be cheaper than doing the group action. Depending on how good you are at the skill.
I like the teamwork thing. Let's see about doing a group action. I don't mind leading that if y'all want me to.
Perfect. Maybe this
Okay.
was your idea.
So the way I see it is like Winger is emptying out this thing. Rook is coming there with the bomb making materials, placing them in. Hazy has like the false bottom prepared and is as like putting it down and you're all helping with fitting this, putting everything back in together, like putting the residue on the lock. Does that sound like the kind of thing?
Perfect.
So let me roll. I got a five.
So everyone's rolling since it's a group action.
Oof. I'm
That's
really
one
shite
stress.
on group actions. I'm just really nervous. Like I'm trying to be a good spider and I screwed up.
Not perfect, but
No, but you get your highest result is a five. There's one stress for Rook from Winger's role. You're in a controlled position because you have plenty of time here. So you can withdraw and try a different approach, or you can do it and suffer consequences. I think the consequence here would be that this takes enough time that it's close to when the pikes will show up and check around. So you will be in a risky position going forward. Not for Elliot's thing because he's doing that at the same time, but exfiltration will be risky. You can resist that if you want to. Any one of you can
I mean,
resist
I
it.
like getting us to risky, but I don't know. It feels like good drama for the thing.
Let's leave that. Let it ride.
So you have to do some adjustment to this false bottom you're putting in. So that takes a bit of time, and you realize you've gotten some of the bomb making parts outside. You have to put them in again.
I think since I was the only one that failed, maybe I mismeasured on the false bottom specs, and so we need
You
to
couldn't
just.
do it like as detailed as you wanted beforehand because you couldn't spend as much time there as it turns out it was smaller on the inside than expected.
Anti-TARDIS. Cool.
Cool. So you're spending some time on that. Elliot, you're in the office, you have this workstation there, and this is like a very basic workstation. It's just there to do some like simple communication over the holonet. Nothing complex. And they keep their records there.
I think this is gonna be a pretty straightforward, just like spike it in, upload the stuff, clear my tracks, and boom.
And that was the whole point of getting the data spike. That like once you're here, it's just plug it in and
Yeah,
everything
a lot
is.
of the work is done up front.
Yeah. I think you probably have to do something to like cover your tracks a little bit, to like erase
Erase the
some
logs
things
and
and add some details manually to because you have to check like what do the records look
cross
like. So that's
references and
yeah.
cool.
So
This is
let's
going to be
roll.
interface with the SCOMP link for sure.
Absolutely.
And I'll push myself again. Why not? I've got the stress for it. So it'll be four
I mean, you only
dice.
have two traumas so far, or two faults.
One, two, three, four. Threes across the board. Wow, Yahtzee. Amazing.
Wow. I'm gonna have to screenshot
So
that. You need a Matthew Lillard out there going, hack the planet for you.
you were still in a control position, but with that bad roll, you have to try again with a risky position or withdraw and try a different approach. So I think there's something about this data spike that isn't, it's not interfacing correctly.
Or maybe there's a maybe it's not like dropped a tracker or something in there. Like whatever I'm doing, like he wants to see the back end of it to maybe sell that off to someone else, or like maybe he fucked me somehow in some small way.
Yeah, but you notice before that you notice that something here isn't working right, which is the benefit of being in a control position is that nothing you're not in the ship immediately. It's just, oh, something here isn't working. So
So
try
I think I,
again.
what I'm gonna have to do is but like undo anything that Spike did, insert the spike into myself, bring it in, manipulate stuff internally, and then plug myself in and spike in directly and upload the and but that's gonna take a little bit more time.
So that sounds like withdraw and try a different approach, which means you're still in a control position, and the others are taking their time with the practical thing. So you're still on. You're not delaying them. So let's see your new role. Are you
All
still doing
right.
this with interface?
I think it's the same thing, yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna go with three and see what happens. We're probably fine.
Probably.
P pushing didn't work last time, so. There we go. There's two sixes.
Crit.
Great. Oh my God.
See what happens when you just relax a little bit and don't push?
You start adding those threes together.
You shouldn't spread your results out
I
on
gotta
so
put
many
them all in,
dice.
fewer dice, higher numbers. So that
Cool.
works way better.
Yeah, so I think that the you realize the spike isn't working properly. You have to do it manually, but it's a very basic system. You have worked on this type of system before, so you know exactly what to do and how to cover your track. Cool. So that took a bit of extra time. You're done with that roughly when the others are like doing the finishing touches on putting the footlocker back in place, making sure nothing is is out of place there. Putting everything back in it on top of this false bottom. So now you need to get out of here. And you know, Winger, you know that this is around the time when the pikes will show up and do their round. And sometimes they go into the workshop, sometimes they don't, sometimes they just like go around the side. You're not sure, but you know they will be showing up very soon.
Okay.
So how do you get out and like cover your tracks? Make sure there's no traces of your left.
So Winger doesn't really need to, right? Winger is still can just go back to doing the repairs that you needed to stay late for, right?
Sure.
So it's just the three of us that need to get out of here without being seen.
It's a little bit suspicious if Winger is here alone, like after hours.
That's
that
true.
Will probably be noted.
Oh, that's true, because you talked the person away from. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rook's going. I'm going to say, Winger, I think you should lock up just like normal, but make a lot of noise doing it. Like, you know, lock the front door from the inside, but maybe raise the big garage door up and down and lock that from the outside. That'll draw a lot of attention while the rest of us slip out. We'll lock the door. We'll take that magnet off and lock the door behind us as we leave. And that way, if the pikes are approaching, hopefully you'll draw their attention.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great plan.
This sounds like a group action. Probably Prowl again.
Yeah, that's Prowl.
Who is leading?
So I've led one. Who else hasn't led a group action yet?
I have
not.
And I think the stress would definitely be on me in the fiction, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all going to roll to get the force out.
Yeah, everyone roll your prop. Six from Daisy. And a six from Rook. Everyone gets a six except for Winger.
Classic.
Teamwork.
Winger, you take one stress for your own fail roll, but you get a six on the total. So this is fine. So I think what happens is that you open the big garage door, and the pikes, you see them just like coming around the corner. Everyone else slips out through the side door, take the magnet off, close the door, no traces left behind there. You close the big front door, and the pikes aren't close enough to identify you. They can see that, oh, someone was here late, and now they're closing up. And they see that you're a Chatter fan, so nothing is out of place. But it's not. Does that seem fair, or do you feel?
I was like about taking it a little bit further. Like they come up and they talk to me. Like I've tried to make friends with everybody. Right, like I imagine the two of them, they've got like their blasters and stuff like that, which are kind of close to my face, and like I know that the other guys have to get out, and so like I have to, you know, be pally and chummy with these guys, and like it ends up going well, but like, you know, I'm guanoing my pants right now, so
cool. That absolutely worked. I was trying to paying into the six. Like they would have as little information as possible, but I mean people would be able to find out that you were the one who was left there anyway. So, yeah,
I'm sure that the information has already been spread to most of the Shadra fan there. right? They're like, "How did you get here so quickly?" It's like, "Oh, you know, I trust Winger."
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, why does he have such an imperial name? And they're like, oh, you know, he didn't grow up with us and stuff. And
Yeah, so these two pikes, these are like, I think pikes are, they're pretty tall and spindly, I believe, for some
are they the
reason.
same creatures from Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Or people from Boba Fett with the train and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
But these are four pikes. They're like heavies. They have blasters. They're not like accosting you or anything, but they are like, oh, you've been here late.
Yeah, you know, with the party that's going on too, but you know, I seriously doubt lowest guy on the totem pole is anything means anything in Star Wars, but you know, what's the name of the I know this is sad that I can't remember the name, but the big creature that they chuck it with a rock, but also Boba Fett gets one.
The Rancor?
Yeah, Rancor. It's like, you know, I'm the last guy to clean up after the Rancor, right? You know. So you know, I'm just trying to prove that I'm good enough.
No trouble.
Ugh, I mean, you want to get in there and clean the rust off of that pile? Plenty of trouble, but nah, not nothing. No one's gonna hit pipe territory. That's stupid.
Well, good. Then we don't need to come back around again later, says the other one. Ah, yes, we
I'm sure
can.
the sensors will alert you if someone's stupid.
Yes, Zubao is good with security. I'm sure there won't be any problems.
Actually, you two want to come to the party? Like, I'm heading over right now.
We have to go our rounds, and that seems like they do have to do that, but it's also like they don't have any interest in going to a Chatterfound party. It's
Well, that hurries them up, right? And gets them out.
Yeah, we should actually go now.
You gonna go to Bible camp with me or Bible study with me? Oh, no. We gotta do our job, you know? So.
Yeah, cool. You get out of there. I think that's the end of the actual job. And we are just a bit after the hour, so let's take a break until 15 past, and then we'll do the follow-up. Cool. So that went really well. It turns out you're pretty good at this. Shifting blame to other people. So just to clarify what you've done here, you have stashed the bomb parts, and you have placed records that indicate that they've been paid by the pikes. And I think this is like one payment before, like a couple of weeks before the bombing, and one payment right after. Showing like, yeah, you got paid to do it beforehand, and then you got paid the big bucks after it finished. And those records like match whatever they need to in their system. So it looks that looks well, legit is probably the wrong word to use, but it looks correct. You've done that part. You have copies of the records, so you know you can show that, and you made it so that someone who knows what they're looking for is very likely to find the bomb making part, but someone who does a casual inspection is not going to find someone who they're not going to just stumble over them unless they're actually searching and get really lucky. Cool. So Hazy, do you wait to pass this off to Zori Bliss until after KZ has picked up the speeder, or you go to her right away.
You posed that question to me, but I think you meant you posed it. You meant to pose it to
Oh,
Winger, right?
yeah. I meant it for everyone. Sorry. Yeah.
There's probably better.
I mean, I don't see any reason to stop working here until they can't pay me any money anymore, to be honest. I mean, I can
Although
get, yeah,
you
go
might want to call in sick the day that the black sun hits it, right?
ahead. Yeah, or have already arranged my schedule off for that day or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, no, I doubt I want to be there when, yes, you're correct. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct.
That could be the reason why you don't go back to the job anymore, is because you don't want to get messed up in all that Pike Syndicate Black
Right.
Sun stuff. That's a bad news.
I get all righteous. The other Shadger fans like, how can you work with these criminals? But that's playing before playing, so we'll see what happens. But I definitely want to get the vehicle out first before.
So you sit on the info for a week or so KZ can like, or at least a few days, KZ can get his quote and say that I can get this cheaper somewhere else or something like that. Winger, do you keep working at the workshop?
I do, but only like in terms of just like making it that much more difficult to want to split up with these people of mine. Just in terms of the drama as a meta choice or whatever.
Absolutely.
I just like I'll be there working like in case somebody sees something, right? Like I'm the insurance policy that until Black Sun comes in, like everything's hunky dory or whatever. So, but I'm not asking for extra staff or anything like that.
Cool. I just wanted to establish the fiction for whatever happens later. So let's go through the post job stuff, and we'll note because there may be some fiction intermingling with this, and we'll see we'll establish what needs establishing, so we have the framework for the fiction. So you get rep. And I mean, this operation wasn't completely quiet because you're telling someone else that you have done it. Not exactly what you did, like not the details, obviously, but you did. Someone knows that you did a
Zori
job for
Bliss is going
yourself.
to say that team knows how to get things done,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely, absolutely. So this, I think this counts as. Oh, sorry, for the rep first. You get two rep plus one tier per tier higher than you, the targeted. And I'm not sure, like the practical target, the ones you hit were like the workshop, but you're after the pipes. I think we'll assess this from the pipes. Because that's who's going to take the blame. I think that's the rep isn't what you because you yeah what people care about is how big an opponent you went after, and that was the pipes. So it's not about the difficulty, it's about the impact. I think
And
it's
if we had screwed this up, it'd be the pikes coming after us.
yeah.
That's
Yeah,
true.
for sure. So they are tier three. That means you get a total of five rep for this. So that's
Nice.
pretty good. I will
All right,
move
we're
you
tier
up.
zero.
Yeah, you're tier
But if they're
zero, but you're
tier
tier zero
three,
with a stronghold.
if they're tier three, I thought we got one rep for each step above.
Zero.
Yeah, so one, two, three.
Yeah,
And then
but
two for the
there's a
job.
your base
Oh,
baseline.
okay. Thank you.
One more job, we're tier one. Woo!
Yeah, you're very close. So for the creds, which payout option do you want? Do you want the 8 creds, or do you want the 4 creds plus 8 creds in spite?
And the spice is coming from Black Sun, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like stolen or anything. It's still contraband, but no one is going to miss that spice. It's not hot. It's just highly illegal.
It's spicy, but not hot.
I feel like taking the spice is more fun in the long run, so I'm for that. And more money.
Yeah.
But
yeah, sounds good. Cool. Moving.
We'll give you money bags. We'll turn down money. Come on.
And let me say your broker gives you plus one cred for espionage scores. Plus one more if you have sneaks or a suitable specialist. I don't think actually she did help you. She did help you with the, she is a mechanic, and she helped set up the speeder, probably helped you with like the secret compartments and that sort of thing. So I think she should count for that. So that gives you a total of 6 creds in cash.
One each and two in the bank.
Sorry?
One each and then 2 creds in the bank.
Yep, yeah. That sounds perfect. And then 8 creds and spice that we need to record someplace.
Yeah.
I'll put it on my sheet. Well, no, let's put it on the team sheet because other people are going to see it.
I like that.
Let's see.
We have a cohort named Spice, and
I just add some space for notes here. Eight threads for. Cool. So that's the actual payment. Then we get to heat and wanted level. And this was definitely smooth and quiet, low exposure. There was like nothing at that. Target is, well, the pikes are high profile and well connected. So that is one heat. I don't think this counts as happening on hostile turf because this workshop work, they do work for the pikes, but it's not like in their territory exactly. So I don't think you get any of that. You're not at war with anyone and there was no killing involved. So you get a massive one heat.
Woo.
Will someone put that on the sheet?
I got it.
Cool. So your heat is 3. So now we get to now I get to make a roll. I get to roll entanglement. So I have heat 3 and I'm rolling 2 dice and taking the lowest. Because your wanted level is 0, 1, which is gang trouble or the usual suspect. Gang trouble is one of your gangs of cohorts. Trouble, that doesn't seem very likely. So it's the usual suspect. Yeah, so someone will be grabbed by Corsac for interrogation. This should be someone in the periphery. I was going to go for Kavi again, but she's actually part of the crew now. This won't target her. This will be someone else. I'll figure out who that is.
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah, absolutely.
What if they pick up Snot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That makes perfect sense. Absolutely, they pick up Snot, so you can bribe Corsac with one cred, or you can make a fortune roll. And he is not a normal person. He's probably three dice. Like he's grown up on the street. He's a criminal through and through. But that doesn't mean he will put up with anything. So three dice, and on a six, nothing happens. On four or five, he takes level two harm. And on a one, two, or three, you get plus two E. So do you protect him, or do you just hope he keeps his mouth shut? I think this is Elliot's. Primarily asking from Elliot.
I don't want to pay Corsac, so let's make the roll.
Cool. So three dice. That's a
Oh,
four. He doesn't say anything, but he gets.
that's your roll. Oh, okay,
Yeah,
you rolled it.
I roll.
Okay, cool. I was like,
Oh, yeah. Sorry, did you? Oh,
no,
yeah. I
you're good.
roll. Cool. So he doesn't tell anyone anything, but he gets a bit banged up.
Does that mean that Elliot has some new people to add to his kill list?
Depends if they're different Corsac than new or the same ones.
Who did this to you? I'll take care of him.
This is these are probably different ones. This is probably more. I don't think this is like connected directly to what you were doing here because no one knows you've used the data spike. This is just he happened to picked him up for some reason, but he doesn't say anything about
This is
that he's come
basically,
to you.
how about this? This is phishing. There was a little bit of interest from the security because I was looking around the Pike Syndicate and this garage. They know I'm associated with Elliot, and Elliot had recent business with Snot. So there's this tenuous line, and they're like, we'll pick him up. He's not going to talk. We're going to mess him up more and more until he talks because he's a known criminal.
And Snot's got a mouth on him, so he probably. Get
Pretty
in the
big mouth.
business. Yeah.
Yeah. Or a
Cool.
long mouth, I
So
should say.
yeah.
that's the fallout. You did pretty good with this. So I think what happens with all of this is that Winger, you're probably the one to put the call in to Zori that you have the information, you have a copy of the records. And yeah, she does not come to pick it up herself. She sends Colonel. So, and I assume you'll meet her at the bar where you usually do your business, at least hope.
Yes. And now that I have like level one lifestyle, I've actually had a shower before we're
Oh,
talking. I was hoping it would be Zori, but I'll look good for anyone, I guess.
yeah. So, Karnok shows up. And I'm going to make a roll here. There's two of you who have Kernok as a contact, right?
Kurnok is my friend
My
and
enemy.
Elliot's rival.
Yeah.
Your
Rival.
friend and Elliot's rival. Right.
She's
Cool.
friends with a
So.
Mandalorian. Wow.
So, are all of you there when you do the handoff?
Me, it's our bar that we hang out
Yeah.
all the time, so Casey's around, but I don't know if I'm part of the exchange.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there, you know.
You have your your table, as we've established. Colonel shows up. She's like in her civilian clothes, fairly nondescript. And I think both Elliot and Rook. Winger and Casey, you've met Carnock once or twice. I think we've established that just by
Yeah,
scene.
more
We played
reputation
that.
than anything.
Yeah. You don't spot anything weird. Rook and Elliot, I think you both feel like there's something that's not quite right with Colonel. Something is a little bit off. Can't quite put your finger on it right away, but there's something about the way she moves isn't quite right. Maybe she's been injured or something. That could be it. Maybe it's something else. But she's not quite there's something a little bit. She sits down at the table, and she looks to you, Winger. You have information for me?
And I like my small hands push forward this thing. It was tough, but we found him. You can follow up at the location in the engrave.
Is the data on the same spike? You
I imagine that it's like
get rid of the evidence.
a nice box with the information encoded in a certain way and stuff like that. That like, but I could as Karnak's walking up, I could see like Elliot just grabbing the data spike or something like that. Like, oh yeah, good call, good call.
I think this information should be encoded so only our contact is Kavi. Like only
No,
like oh
Zori.
sorry,
Zori.
only Zori or one of us could open it up.
Zori
So
or a
that
designate of Zori's, right?
yeah. I mean it just needs to be, well, we weren't expecting Kurnok, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they need to make sure that someone official, and Zori's the one that hired us, we don't want this to fall into anyone else's hands.
Yeah. You've rigged it with some kind of self-destruct if it's not the right person who opens it, something like that.
Maybe it's
Ooh,
just on paper
and
and it burns if if you're the wrong person to open it.
oh, yeah.
just in case we have our own copy stored in Elliot, that whenever you open this up and contact us to let us know that for payment that everything's good, then we'll wipe the data, right? That way it's just available.
So Karnok takes slides the box over just to show that she now has taken possession of it. You will get your payment, and she slides over like a cred stick or a stick for like doing the cred transfer. It's just you just need to plug it in and the money will transfer. I will arrange for the additional payment to be delivered. Do you want it here or somewhere else?
Here's as good as any place. I mean,
Your call. Do your business here. That's fine. I think like eight creds worth of spice. That's going to be like a sizable amount.
oh.
So it's like, well, actually, if we let's say like each cred worth of spice is like 1K pack of like the typical drug movie, 1 kilo plastic bag thing.
For some reason, that's bigger than I thought. Maybe we could meet them on the docks, as if we're going to ship it, because I think our hideout is near the docks.
Oh, we have a berth in a warehouse somewhere. We just give them
Oh
that berth.
yeah.
Okay,
Right.
perfect.
Because we already work with these people. Like, these are our people, right? Like, so we feel confident with just them doing the protection, and we come by if we need it. So.
Yeah, cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, you set that up. Cool.
I guess that could also be a safe house for us. Like a last ditch safe house would be this, like, berth.
Could be. I think that would be some kind of advance for the crew, which
Sure.
I actually think you have one pending, or did you?
I was just thinking forward.
I think we took training.
Oh yeah. You finished the training. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I will make sure it gets there. So, do you share any of the details with her, or do you just, here's the information on who it was? Have you, like, said anything about the workshop, or have you just said, we have found the culprits, here's the information, like, to Zori?
Oh, like, I'm sure I would have made contact and said, I found it for you. I've got some details that'll allow you to follow up and check behind us and that kind of stuff. But that would have been like a drop message somewhere, not a but as for Karnak, like, Winger is of the opinion that unless she asks me a direct question, I'm not talking to her.
So I think she looks to Rook. If I have if I need anything more, I'll get in touch with you.
Of course.
Yeah, I think that's it. Unless there's something you want from her, I don't think she's going to drag it out any longer.
I'm gonna walk her to the door, to the exit. As she gets up to leave, I'll stand up and I'll walk with her. And as we get to the door, I tell her, I can see that you're hurting. Something's going on. If I can see it, so can others. You know, this is a professional courtesy to get it taken care of before you go on any more jobs, because otherwise you could compromise them.
Ooh.
Just a little favor.
Let's have a consort.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And this is
I am.
controlled. Or actually, I think this is risky. Like, pushing Karnak about personal
Oh,
stuff
yeah.
is risky. Yeah.
By definition, talking to Karnak is risky.
Yeah. I'm gonna push myself because I don't have any spot, any pips and consort, and I'm gonna make that a D6. That is a four.
Yeah, four. That means you do it with a consequence. Yeah, I think what she does is Yeah, she you follow her to the door. She's carrying this box. I think she kind of lashes out at you, not enough to hurt you, but she like grabs you by the collar and kind of pushes you up against the wall. Don't interfere with things that are not your business.
Of course. In this case, some of this is our business until you turn this over to our contact. But it's understood. We're all friends here. I was just trying to provide the same courtesy that I think you would provide to me. If I were looking like I had a weakness, I'm sure you'd be looking out for that as well.
My health
And I
is
would.
none of your concern. But she says it that's still more like not aggressively, but she's putting some distance. That's and
She's
her
putting up a
grip kind of
wall.
loosens. Yeah.
Okay.
While that's going on, I'm Winger's talking to Casey. He's like, I think they're gonna kiss. Like, look, they're getting real close. You wanna bet?
Take that bet.
I get down on this action.
Right, exactly.
And so I think whenever Rook comes back to the table, there's like this exchanging of coin and like drinks and stuff, and I'm like.
Yeah. Cool. I think we can end it there. We don't have that much more time scheduled. So I think we should do XP and some stars and wishes, and then we can have like a general chat about moving forward. Just I don't mean to push for making a decision about the game, but just have a general some general talk a bit generally if you have the time for it. But let's do XP. So let's start with the crew. You did successfully complete the score. That's one. You did contend with challenges above your station. Did you live up to your reputation or use it to your advantage? You're ambitious? I think so. Going after the pikes is fairly ambitious. Did you develop the inner life of the crew?
Little bit.
Betting on kisses, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Like, KZ's got eyes where Rook doesn't. That was a way of explaining things that wouldn't have normally come up. I don't know. Like, me commenting on a Sarlacc pit, and Elliot's like, I don't smell, Winger. Don't. I don't know. It was tiny, right? Just tiny little bit.
Yeah, what's that? Did you develop the crew's relationship to other factions? Oh yeah, sorry. I forgot. I keep forgetting this part about the fallout. We should do some status thing. So jump out of XP to go to status. You will get a plus one with Black Sun.
You are spelling our doom, Elliot, by the way. You are spelling our doom.
And I think that's it. Like, no one else knows you did anything and you didn't really cause trouble for anyone important. So I don't think there's anything else here that really matters. Back to the XP. Did you develop the crew's relationship to other factions? I think getting in deeper with Black Sun may count for this, but I'm not sure. That depends. Is that something you see coming out of this?
What's the question again?
Do you see this like deepening your connections to Black Sun, or
Ho
is this
hopefully.
more like you did a job and now you're stepping back?
Winger would say regretfully. Elliot would say hopefully, right?
Yeah. I think regardless, we've done a good job for them. They paid us a lot of money for it. And they're probably going to be happy and come to us for other jobs.
Did a crew member make a sacrifice for the good of the crew?
Not that I can think of.
Casey made his car
Elliot had
not
to
pretty
be
for a bit.
Elliot had to be Tetrised into the bottom of a car.
I don't think that was that quite reaches this level. Like if it had been a more long-term thing, then absolutely. But that's still 5 XP, so which is just enough for another advance. So you can think about that while we go through individual XP. I'm going to start with KZ, your trigger.
Yeah, okay. Did you bring your background into play? No. I don't think I did. Alien
Well,
culture,
I mean, it was
military
your speed.
history. The imperial symbol that you have
Oh,
perched
okay. I'll
over.
take that. Yay. Did your
Clap,
advisor
clap.
trauma hinder you? Reckless? Nah, I don't think we had a good plan. Too good of a plan for me to feel reckless, so did you develop your relationship with another character, PC or NPC? Probably no. We were all together. I don't know if I did any
Didn't
development.
really get the chance, I think.
I would say the character development I saw was at the end wanting to get in on the bets, and then, you succeeding where I didn't and sneaking in. But I'm not sure
Maybe.
if that's enough for character development.
I didn't mention it out loud, but I realized that there's like a week where I have no home. So
Oh,
I probably
yeah.
crashed at
Oh
worst.
yeah.
You did make a
That,
sacrifice.
yeah, actually, that should count for the crew XP, I think. Like
Oh.
you don't have a place to stay while
Yeah.
your car
I
is
don't know
in
if anybody
work.
else picked it up, but Casey's thinking, this is my fucking house, man. Like, they're gonna be keeping my house for a week.
I'm really glad you brought it
Oh, I
up
didn't get
because
that.
now
That's
it
good.
recontextualizes everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I just marked that on the triggers. So hopefully we will remember that when we do the other stuff.
So I don't know if I developed a relationship. We set off some things. Maybe we can pay it off next time we play. Did you improve your personal situation? I think at the end, our payoff is pretty good,
Yeah,
pretty solid.
absolutely.
So yeah, I'll go with that. Did you approach a problem with style or a devil may care attitude? Nah, I kind of stood outside of a garage or a garage or however you want to say it, and kind of ran in and did some group roles. So probably no. Deception or stealth, yeah, that was our
Yeah.
whole the rest of our thing. So cool, 3 XP,
Absolutely.
and now I have to think about where I want to put them.
We decided that you don't need to decide it. Put it in playbook XP and you can switch
Okay,
it out
cool.
later.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Oh, which reminds me that I forgot to go through wishes from last time. I'll save those for the future. Cool. Elio.
Yeah, I bring my configuration into play. Not really. No bang bangs. I don't think my vice or faults hindered me. Did I develop my relationship with another character?
It's not.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'll take that. I was gonna think winger too a little bit, but
Oh,
maybe not that
yeah.
much. Yeah. Two of those combined, I'll take a point for. Did I improve my personal situation? Got paid. And also got in with Black Sun a little bit, so maybe. Did I approach a problem by employing my specialized skills? Yep. Hackeroony all over the place. And did I approach a problem with deception itself? That's what we did. Yep, that's four.
Yep, absolutely. Cool. Rook.
Did you bring your background into play? My backgrounds are military and labor. I don't think so. Did your vice or trauma hinder you? My trauma is haunted, and my vices are devotion and pleasure. I don't think so. Did you develop your relationship with another character, PC or NPC? I didn't think so until right at the end with Kurnok, and I think that relationship got developed.
Absolutely.
Did you improve your personal situation? Yes. This is the session also where I got, my cabin at the brothel, so that's nice too. Did you approach a problem with cunning or distrust? Yes, I think the whole plan was pretty cunning. And did you approach the problem with deception or stealth? Absolutely.
That sounds fair. Winger.
Did I bring my background into play? Well, I interact with a lot of Shadrach Van, but that's a species. Let's see. Background is Droiden labor. I mean, yeah, like repair work. Let's see. Did my vice or trauma hinder me? I haven't done anything with it in a while. Did I develop my relationship with another character, PC or NPC? Yeah, I mean, I got that Chawe guy and the boss there. I mean, they could come up in the future, I think.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Did I improve my personal situation? Yes, I took the money from the job to get myself up to level one lifestyle. Did I approach a problem with calculation or planning? I think it took a lot of planning to pull off the job, and it took deception to do so as well. So that would be five.
Nice. Cool. So, do you have any thoughts on a true advance you want to take? Like you have now you've finished up with training. You've taken all the or actually you could start working on the mastery upgrades if you want to, but that takes a while, which may be a reason to do it or maybe a reason to not do it. Those are required to get to four dots in an action, but I don't think you're at the point where you have threes yet, so there's no real rush. Other than that, there's plenty to choose from.
So I had a suggestion in the chat, and then I've got a couple more. One suggestion was synchronized. Whenever you perform a group action, you can count sixes from multiple rolls for critical successes. That would have been really nice in this session because we did that multiple times. That would take two ticks to advance. Another one that I noticed was there's one in here somewhere where everybody gets one extra stress box.
Yeah, let's see where that is. Cool under pressure. Yeah, that takes three ticks to get that.
So that's another one. And then the last one I remember, whenever we were, this will get into wishes and stars, but one of them was add methods to your preferred
Yeah.
types of things.
There's one
And that would,
called
that would,
diverse tactics, which means you can add to human. And that
and that would
means
mean we could different jobs. Yeah.
I like synchronized. I think that's going to help us out in the long run.
perfect. Anyone else?
Good for me.
So that means you have one of the two takes for synchronize, so you don't have it yet, but you're halfway there.
Perfect.
And you get one extra XP for KZ's personal sacrifice, giving up his home.
But
temporarily,
really,
but
both
still.
Rook and I made a personal sacrifice because Rook had to put me up for a week.
Oh.
I think it was more like a few days and then kicked you out, and then you had to stay with Winger. You couch surfed for a little while.
That sounds good.
Yay.
I think Winger's place is like really small, so like you don't fit on the couch or something. Yeah.
Hey,
But
Kaveh, could I crash
he's
in your
certain
workshop?
Casey's certainly welcome at any time.
I'm just reminded of the there's one episode of Flight of the Conchords when one of them moves out and he's living in a closet and he's like he's got a sleeping bag hanging on from the floor and he's just in that.
Good times.
Yeah. yeah, so that was that part. Let's do, well, Stars and Wishes. I guess we're doing that. Let's start with let's do stars and then wishes will be folded into the like the general discussion. So yeah, stars. Let's go in the opposite order. So I'll start with Kai.
Thank you for the catch up at the beginning, Stephen. That was great. I felt like I was able to jump right in. I had a lot of suggestions that people like acted on or accepted, and I appreciate that. So like, you know, the putting Elliot in the car. Thank you. That was a fun little thing, jumping up and trying to hit the button to release you. Thank you all for just making another portion of a season of this happen. I've really enjoyed it.
Cool. Thank you. Root or Steven.
Yep. So I wrote it down. I always forget about this, so I tried to write down a couple of things as we went on. I literally typed in the chat, "Guanoing your pants is amazing," and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to save that as a star." That was a really nice turn of phrase. I like that. I really liked this mission. It felt like we were competent above our station. Everything seemed to gel. I liked how, like everyone had their part to play. So like, Elliot went to Snot and got a data spike so that the job could be done quicker, and then thought really well on their feet about like, oh, I need to siphon this through me. That was great. I didn't put together that KZ lost his home until you said it at the very end, and that's amazing. That
Oh
adds a great spin to it.
yeah,
I
no,
was like, that's
definitely.
really nice. So, and Winger's interaction, you know, with the Chadra fan, you know, at the job, that was great. Yeah, I liked all of those.
Cool, thank you, Mark.
Yeah, this was a good. It feels hard when a job goes really well, but I think this was a great example of like it going just well enough. like you know, I was like, this plan is so complicated. It's not gonna. Oh no, it's great. It just worked just fine. But yeah, like you said, everyone got their stuff in. Brought in Rook to help out. Yeah, just like it was just felt like showing off the stuff that we're good at, and rolling well to back it up. So yeah, good time all around.
Rich.
Star to Undesh for the whole bringing back, for the tweaks that you made, some really thoughtful updates to Blades that like make me more excited for Blades as total. Like, there's the stuff of this that I want to take and pour into a little bit more of other Blades games, like my silly little MCU Blades hack and stuff like that. So thank you for that. It was neat and fun to watch it iterate. It was an interesting last job for this chapter, in that we're basically covering our butts and still made money. That was funny. It was like, oh, we're in trouble. We need to point these bad guys at these bad guys. Zero tier action activate. And that was amusing. I often cringe a little bit when there's too much planning, but this was just the right amount of planning and kibitzing of like, okay, so we gotta get the speeder into the garage. So how are we gonna do that? Oh, well, Elliot will just hide. And then I love the don't breathe comment as we like bring him in. There was just some really cool Ocean's 11-y vibes that was admittedly complicated, but not so complicated that it felt eye-rolly, if that distinction makes difference to others. It was a fun bit. Like, it felt lighthearted in an odd way. And Star 2 having like the handoff at the end, I felt a little guilty. Like, it's so funny to have you guys liking Bardock. It's really weird to me. And the tilt of her having been in some kind of scrap, that little backstory of a living world, and Steven's choice to, like, hey, I just want you to know you look weak. You're welcome. Like, very Mando. Like, just so you know, I picked up that you've had your ass beat and you should probably walk better, or other people who will do things to you. Just like, I saw the logic of the Mandalorian approach, and Kurnok's just so Kurnok. Just fuck you. Stop bothering in my life. Fuck you. Maybe I'm trying to bait you. Who knows? It's like a part of me that I can imagine some of Kurnok's thoughts of just like, oh man, I'm gonna take your Mando armor from your dead corpse. I don't know. Sorry, going on a bit. It was a fun little session, and a neat and interesting way to bring this chapter to a close.
Cool.
I
Yeah,
haven't.
I agree. I think this felt like the season finisher, like tying everything up with a neat little bow. Like, yeah, we did this thing and people are after us, so now getting paid from other people to point at the third group to get out of it. I think that was really cool. Oh yeah, Steven, you have something more.
Oh no, I don't want to interrupt. You go ahead.
Oh, okay, cool. One thing I realized today that I really appreciate about this group is that I can feel very comfortable, because I know sometimes I go in and like, oh, maybe this scene is like this, and you're doing this, and you're doing this. And I know that if you don't like what I'm suggesting, then you'll push back on it and say, no, I want it to be like this instead. And that makes me feel comfortable. So I'm really happy about that, and I hope I at least that's the impression I've gotten, that you're not shy about like, no, I would like it to be like this instead. So I feel comfortable making those suggestions because I feel like you are willing to push back if it's something. So I really appreciate. This was a lot of fun. It's For as much as I enjoy when things go sideways and you just screw up and terrible things happen, it's also fun to see you just pull something off really smoothly. And this was one of those. That was it was very cool. I think you came up with a very cool plan that turned out to work really well. And I agree with Rich that this was like the right level of planning and complexity. Like, yeah, we figured out what we want to do. We don't need to go into detail beforehand, but we know the general thrust of what we're doing, and then we figure it out as we go along.
Specifically, when Steven said, "Hey, how does Rick get involved in this?" And you're like, "Hey, we'll get that inside the mission." That's when I heard it. I was like, "Oh yeah, that's like that pre-planning that we were talking about."
And I figured out my thoughts about what we talked about with the bombing job when we got bogged down in the details. What I should have done then, and what I'm going to try to do in the future, is to ask what you're trying to achieve instead of details about what you're doing. Because I think that would have like cut out a lot of the when we got a bit too much into the weeds about where to place various bombs and that's more, I guess, a wish for myself for the future. That's mine. Steven, you had something you wanted to add.
Did a couple of other people mentioned, overall system kind of updates that were great, and one of them that I want to point out that really pushed me or motivated me was the tweaks you made to the lifestyle, right? There was a huge motivation for me to get to lifestyle one, so I wasn't like sleeping in an alley someplace, and it felt like a great achievement. It's something that, oh, I need to see how I can get more money in order so I can get a bed to sleep in, to the point where, like, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I had planned, this is where all my stash comes from. As soon as I make this money, I can get it. And I picked out a picture and put it on my tab of this is where I sleep, right? And it gives me a great sense of achievement, within the game to be like, this is, I now have a place to call my own, which typically motivating factors I see in other games are things like XP or money or something like that. And this lifestyle was very useful as a motivating, like, this is what I would do. This is what my character would do in order to find a bed to sleep in. Yeah. And
Yeah, so
it also left the player Steven with, like, my other friends, the other people in the crew, need a place to sleep. How do I give them money so they can get a bed too? Yeah.
yeah,
A rook
so
wouldn't do that,
lifestyle
but yeah.
is lifestyle is in Standard Blades, and I don't think I changed any of the levels really. I added the fifth one. I don't think that's there. I may have changed the descriptions a little bit. But during our first run, lifestyle didn't come into play as much, partly because I think you started with having barracks or whatever it's called at the in the headquarters, which meant that it wasn't as pressing of a concern. It should still matter, but it wasn't as big as important. And I have done some minor tweaks to bring lifestyle more into the other stuff, like with the healing, using that for the healing. And the other change I did, which was to make the first level of lifestyle cheaper, like in Standard Blades, it's 10 across the board. So I staggered that a bit because that made more sense to me, and it felt like it makes it more achievable to get the early levels, which feels good to me at least. Yeah, I'm still vaguely planning to tie lifestyle into like the tier advancement for the crew as well, but I'm not quite sure how detailed that should be. But that's more because it doesn't make sense to me to have a crew that's tier three, while everyone is like living on the street. That seems weird. But I'm not sure if that how to if that should be yeah if it's a characteristic situation. Anyway, that's me going into stuff we don't need to spend more time on right now. Cool. Generally, these sessions we play now, I've had a lot of fun. It's been cool to see new group of characters in the same setting and seeing some things from a different angle. Moving forward to having the New Republic instead of the Empire makes things interesting, even if it's always fun to have the Empire there as well as the big bad guys. Yeah. I'm not going to say any more about that right now. cool. So anyone else want to add anything now?
Are we
No?
going to do wishes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Did
You
you
want
want
to
to
do
do
that
that off
same
the
order?
air? Oh,
Oh,
okay.
yeah, let's do character keeper order. So Rich is first.
okay. I hope we get to circle back to this. I'd like to play some more. This has been fun. A break's not a bad idea for me. It's super chock full with stuff for folks, but I would definitely pry open my schedule to make this happen again. And that's about it. That's my, what more?
Thank you, Mark.
Yep, pretty much the same. It's a good time. I like y'all playing with y'all, and I want to do some more and see where it goes. See how see where stuff goes with Black Sun too.
Steven.
Yeah, I wrote down a few during the game. I'll start with, I agree with what Rich and Mark said, but I understand if, at some point people were burned out on the game, especially you, Anders. You've taken on a lot of role to run it. I understand. A break's good, no pressure, but yeah, I'd enjoy coming back to it. I have a couple of things that I about this specific setting, like maybe for a next session or something. I would like to see possibly us recruit some of the Chadrafen from the garage into the crew. Because they don't have jobs anymore, right? Or Black Sun hit them and maybe we can convince them to move some of our spice, or who knows? Another one was, I think basically we just put the Pikes and Black Sun at war to a certain extent. And I'd like to see fallout from that. That might be as simple as like we see some gang wars on the street or something like that. Overall, I'm very interested in the Droid's Right story that we introduced towards the beginning. I think there's a faction, and then with Rosie, and then with Elliot themselves, that Droid Right story is something that stands out to me. And then another thing that I saw was whenever we went to roll the engagement roll, it felt like we had a dice added if we were using our favored type of job, and we get a dice subtracted if we don't. And that seems penalizing, prevents us from having much diversity of jobs. Like, we're the system is encouraging us not to do jobs other than espionage and delivery.
I think it.
And
I'm not sure that's right because
it's
one of
okay.
them.
It's not quite that bad. You get an extra die if you do delivery or espionage. You're neutral if you do burglary or sabotage, the other things that are on your list but are not favored. But you do lose a die if you do something that does not fit on any of them.
Oh, I see. It's that you don't have to have them checked. But you lose a die if it's not on that list.
Exactly.
Yeah, so if it's
Oh.
assault or whatever.
Thank you. Okay, that explains it. That clarification helps quite a bit.
It's still a
Okay.
bit restrictive, and I'm not sure if it should be that way, but I do want the methods to play into it more. But I think maybe the lists need to be changed a bit. I'm not sure.
Well, I'd just like to put in a vote for starting a desperate situation because XP, so it doesn't bother me.
That makes a lot of sense. I thought it was if you don't have it checked, then you remove the die. And that limited us to two without a penalty. Limiting to four, especially at tier zero, seems to open that up. And then there's that advancement that we talked about earlier that gives you six. That seems very good. So yeah, I think I'm okay with that. That makes sense.
Thank you. And hi, finally.
One quick thing that isn't really a wish, but in my alternate headcanon, when Karnok came in with injuries or whatever, in my head, she had just gotten off the rooftops with Bria, then in that big fight that they had. I know you weren't here for it, Steven, but like Bria finally went to jail because she went one-on-one with Karnok and fell on top of a tank. So, but like that was what I just I know that's not the real canon, but in my head I was like, ah, it must have been someone as powerful as Bria or something like that, or as stupid as Bria. I and Winger want to get the crew the level up of the cover identities as like a thing he does. I was thinking a clock might do it, or a clock plus creds might do it, but I wanted to give you a chance to think about how you wanted to do that before, it came time to do so. I think it would be neat to add some story as to when some of these things are happening and why, right? Like some of them, like getting criticals on team actions. Well, we do a lot of team actions, it makes sense. But these cover identities are a perfect chance for me to establish like forgery connections and MOs and things like that that I haven't had a chance to do yet for that kind of skullduggery.
You can definitely do that as a long-term project,
That's what I was
like
thinking.
working on
That's
that.
what I meant. Yeah. But
Like
what that
you did
require.
with Kami, like getting her into the crew wasn't something you bought with advances. That was working in the fiction and doing it mechanically with it.
Okay. All right. I don't know if it needs two clocks because it's two ticks, or if it just needs one bigger clock or whatever. But
We can figure it.
that's me.
Cool, thank you. I don't really have anything more to add. I feel like we have a break set for May. We can talk on the Slack about how we, because I also want to continue playing. So we can talk on the Slack about when we that might be, and if there are any changes we want to make or anything like that. That's a good, like one good thing about having a break is that you get a bit of a reboot. So it's a good time to change things up if we want to. I think also from just from a burnout perspective, I haven't felt burned out on the game, but having breaks helps prevent that too. And there are a couple of mechanical things that I'm still working on, and having some time off will give me more, they make it easier to focus. Like I've talked about the leadership roles from like Band of Blades and that sort of thing that I wanted as additional kind of semi-retirement thing.
One tweak that you come up with that I think has been a huge improvement. I don't know if you came up with the one you put into play where like either you hit the XP trigger or you don't. Like this did it happen multiple times? This is worth multiple ones. Like pulling that out just makes it now fun to think about what you did and not like am I squeezing too hard for XP and like all these other like it just streamlines it. I like it a lot.
And from a procedural perspective, like having the check boxes there, like check them off as I do them, it's like helps so much.
I feel like now having tried it, I feel like that was the right choice because the thing that dragged out post session play the most was like, oh, did we hit this once or twice? And it was just it felt unnecessary. I would rather have more like minor like more things to check than having fewer but have to do that extra evaluation. But I do need to I we have talked a little bit about the speed of advancement, like the increasing costs and that sort of thing. I think that's something we need to feel out a bit more. I'm pretty sure that you're getting more XP now than we did in the first run. I think like individual character XP were like two, three, maybe four then, and now you're pretty regularly hitting three, four, five. So I think, and combined with the at least now initially lower cost for advancement means you're advancing faster, but it doesn't feel like it's too fast. I feel like this is a good pace early on when you don't have a lot of actions, you don't have a lot of special abilities. Like getting that pretty quick advancement early on feels good for to me at least. But then I'm not sure. Like we talked a little bit about on the Slack, like because right now the cost is rising. Should it continue to rise at the same rate, or should it like level off, or that's something I
Yeah,
think we have
I agree with
to.
all of that. That's That's a great idea. I agree that I think at least it feels like we're progressing to the point. It was really nice to level a couple of times and get some extra abilities, so we felt more competent at tier zero. But you're right, maybe it should level off so it takes us longer to progress and feel more confident at tier one or at
Yeah,
the
and
higher levels.
I can feel it starting to plateau a little bit now that, like, level
But
whatever now.
around now is like now you're roughly at the standard cost for standard base. So you had it cheaper and now you're pretty much at the point where you hit
Very
the
interesting. I didn't
normal.
notice that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the standard cost?
I think it's like,
Six and eight?
yeah,
That
I
sounds
think
right.
that's right. I think it's 6 and 8.
So I'm at 8 and 12, or 8 and 10. So yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, that little bit of work that you did to add all of those numbers up fantastically, so you know exactly where it is some great tech. Just showing that all these boxes are ticked, and that means that bam, this is how what level you are and how much more XP you need. That's pretty awesome.
Super good.
Yeah, I felt like I had to do that because otherwise this wouldn't work. If you had to do all of it manually, it would just be a huge. But that I'm
Yeah,
glad
when you
that
introduce
it
calculus,
increased.
I stopped playing the game. So.
It
Goodbye, champions and hero.
Yeah, we don't need that level of math here, I don't think. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks again, everybody, for playing, and thanks, Sandesh, for
Yeah,
running.
thanks.
Yeah, take care, everyone.
Bye.